producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. And should you forget the phone number, all you have to do is go to Dr. Joy, just drjoy.com. No period, no space. Deanna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. I have a question about my 11-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And her behavior. She's a very bright girl. She gets really anxious when things don't go exactly as planned, and she tends to throw a lot of tantrums or become really disrespectful. And I'm just not sure how to help her. We try to do more positive reinforcement with, like, in the morning, for example, getting ready for school. We have a little chart, and if she has an amazing morning where she does what she needs to do and doesn't have a tantrum, she gets a check mark. And she also has a slot for having a good morning where she might have just a little bit of trouble but doesn't have a complete meltdown. And she really tries hard to have those amazing mornings, and if she doesn't, she usually will come back and calm down and apologize. But she's still, like, even this morning, just was super – she was doing really good, and then she was running late, and she just freaked out and started being very disrespectful. And
okay, let me stop you a bit, because it seems to me you're talking about several different issues.
Okay.
What happens when she gets the check in an awesome morning? Is there a reward attached to that?
Yeah, it's she gets in, like, it's tied to money, so kind of an allowance, but just extra money she can earn. That was kind of given her choice what she would want to work towards, and she liked the idea of getting, like, she gets a quarter for having a good morning or something, and then at the end of the week, and she gets paid for other things that she does.
You may want to make, I think it's not a bad idea nor a bad system, you just may want to make the reinforcement closer, because let me tell you what's going to happen to the thinking otherwise. If she gets a check, she had an awesome, well, she had a crappy morning this morning, so she's going to get, you know, a demerit, and I would probably also take money away. But okay. We can worry. But let's say, all right. So let's say that she has a crummy morning this morning. She figures, well, you know, it's only Tuesday. So if I need, you know, $3, or if I need a dollar by Saturday, I can just have a couple more good mornings, which is not necessarily a bad system. But you probably need to have a closer reinforcement, because it basically gives an awful lot of wiggle room. And if what you're really trying to do is reinforce behavior, you probably need to have the reinforcement closer, so that maybe she gets, when she goes off to school, for example, she gets the quarter, although I'm not crazy about kids taking money to school, but maybe as she's, you know, she's getting ready to go for the bus.
She could put it in her bank or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that she puts it in her piggy bank on the way out, you know, that maybe you have her piggy bank on the kitchen table. So if it's been an awesome morning, she gets a quarter, and maybe if it's been a completely awesome morning, you give her another quarter or something as a surprise.
Yeah, and like early mornings, I give her extra, because if we have an extra early morning, then I do tell her it can be double, because I know it's double hard for her because it's early.
Okay.
But okay, I hear you.
All right, so that's number one, is I would have the reinforcement closer to the experience. So the idea, you're just giving a lot of wiggle room that you don't necessarily want, that's not necessarily helpful for you or helpful for her. How many kids do you have?
Two.
What's the age of the other?
14.
Okay. And less of a problem, it sounds like.
No issues at all.
Pardon me?
He has no issues at all. He gets himself up, and he's always happy in the morning, and he does fine. But she's always been more difficult. I mean, she's just...
Well, I know you said three different things. You said anxious, you said tantrum, you said disrespectful. And those seem... So let's go through them one at a time. Is she a high anxiety kid?
She can be. I mean, she's normally defined, but then, like, if something doesn't go... If everything goes as planned, she's great, you know, and... but if something goes... Like, if the day doesn't go as planned or plans change, she doesn't handle that very well.
Well, but that may be a certain rigidity, or she's spoiled. That may not be anxious. Anxious is, I can't go to sleep because I'm worried about an exam tomorrow. Or, Jim, what would happen if you and Dad died?
Okay, then I guess I would take that off. She's not.
Yeah,
anxious.
I don't. She didn't sound to me anxious. She sounded to me more bratty, to be quite honest, than anything else. And unfortunately, the system is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good news. I mean, because anxiety is its problem in and of itself. And mercifully, it sounds like that's not really what's going on here. It's more.
No,
that's
it's
why.
Not.
Yeah. That this is a kid who wants everything her own way.
Yes,
I would view her more as a control freak than an anxious kid to a certain extent. And it's hard to tell if that's a personality trait or just a way of garnering. I mean, she gets a huge amount of attention for being a brat in the morning. And what I would tend to do, I mean, here's a kid who does very well at school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
she wants
to. Well, and my mom actually, one thing I just want to point out, because I know that this is a problem. We were just on vacation for 2 weeks, my husband and I were, mm-hmm. and so we left the kids with my mom, not one tantrum the whole time. But of course,
mom
waited on her hand and foot and helped her.
Well, but maybe not. The other option, the other perspective on this is she knew it wouldn't work with your mom.
Well, she also knew that we had discussed that this would not happen, you know, that it wouldn't,
Well, but Deanna, those are two separate things.
Okay.
And you may need some clarification from your mom about this. You're making the assumption that the reason she didn't have any meltdowns is because your mom did whatever she wanted, your daughter wanted. The other interpretation is that your daughter knew that grandma's not going to put up with this nonsense.
No,
you know, that if I have a temper tantrum, she's going to walk away.
It is. No, it's more the other reason, because I know my mom does wait on him hand and foot. And even this morning I said something like, and I know she didn't act like this in front of her, but I said, I sure hope you didn't act like this for Grandma. And she said, well, Grandma helped me, and Grandma did this for me. So,
okay. Well,
and I know my mom. My mom would put up with it. My mom would. I mean, she likes
to
make them pay.
All right. Well, then let's get back to.
I know it is more the second one.
All right. Then you need to start putting up with it. I think what I would begin doing.
Yeah.
What happens when she has a meltdown? Give me an example of a meltdown, which sounds like it was pretty recent this morning.
She will start. She will yell at me, or she'll say things like, go pack my backpack right now and go get my shoes, and she'll.
All right, and what do you do when that, what happens when she does that?
I usually will say, you're being a little disrespectful, you can ask me.
No. Here's what you're going to do. But that example, Deanna, that example reinforces the notion that, number one, she's a brat. She's not anxious, she's a brat. And the reason that she would say, I can no more imagine my saying to my mother, I suspect you can. Let me ask you the question. What would happen if you said to your mother when you were a kid, go pack my backpack? What would your mother have said?
I probably would have never said that to my mother, but.
I don't think you would have either, but my guess is that your mother would have either laughed, since you grounded you till you were 45, or walked away. That it never would have occurred to you to do that. The fact that it occurs to your daughter is the problem. That's the good news. The good news means that you've taught her that, which means that you get to unteach her that. So here's the new system. The new system, and I don't, I'm kind of mixed about it, so let's talk it through together. One of the possibilities is getting rid of the entire reward and punishment deal first thing in the morning. She's 12, not 2, or 11, not, not 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is, on second thought, let's keep the reward temporary. Here's the new system. The new system is the new system is that mornings are going to be nice around here. They're going to be nice for one of two reasons, either because you're making them nice or because I'm not going to let them be icky. So here's the deal. When you make them nice, then you get your allowance at the end of the week. When you make them terrible, you lose your entire allowance. Well, no, we can't make you're going
to
lose a disproportionate amount of your allowance. Because you don't want to make it one mistake, you blow everything, because then there's no reason for her to behave the next day. So the deal needs to be, all right, here's the deal. When mornings are good, then you can pick you get to stay up a half hour later at night or something. When you're super good, you get a tip. When they're bad, I'm walking away from you. And let me tell you what, because otherwise you're reinforcing the negative behavior. And when she says, go pack my backpack, you just either you're deaf or you laugh or you walk away. Let me put you on hold and I'll come back and talk to you through this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It sounds like I should write a new book saying just because your daughter is 11 or 12 doesn't mean she's the Antichrist. I mean, it seems like that's the age when kids, especially daughters, not necessarily sons, but daughters turn from being adorable to being not so adorable. So Deanna is talking about her daughter. And as I said, the good news is that she doesn't sound like she's particularly anxious. It sounds like she's demanding, which is a different kind of issue. And the basic rule of thumb, Deanna, is that all God's children want attention. And your daughter has learned that she can't be as sophisticated and poised and smart as her big brother. So she acts like a baby. And if you think about it, that's really what she's doing. And the very fact that your mom babies her is probably exacerbated because she's gotten used to that. And kids, basically, you have to remember all of kids' behavior at some point is just trial and error. It's, you know, I'll try something, and if it works, I'll do it again. If it doesn't work, I have to try something else. And what she's learned with you is if she's obnoxious enough that you'll do essentially what she wants you to do, or short of that, even if you don't do exactly the same thing that she wants you to do, that you'll at least give her some attention. So the deal needs to be that you have to stop being ordered around by your kid and not taking it personally, not sort of go, I can't believe you talk with me that way, because that's reinforcing in and of itself, but just walk away from it. But you need to explain this to her so it doesn't come out of nowhere.
Okay. Normally walk away from her. Like, if she does have a tantrum, I will say, I'm done. I'm walking away, and I will actually walk away.
Well, you don't have to. I wouldn't even say anything. I would just walk away. I would, okay. This is.
And she'll freak out for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then she will come and she'll say, "I'm sorry for my behavior. Can we start over?" And so I know that is effective, and I do that, but I'm still doing something wrong because it's still. Or not enough or something. I guess this morning.
I think that there should be what I would say to her is I wouldn't even say to her, I'm going to walk away. I've had enough. I just walk away. I mean, because okay. What you want to do, remembering the model that she wants, she really wants time with you. She wants attention to you. And if you look at what's going on, she's most likely to start this nonsense when she's feeling she's being ignored, that you're paying attention to something else. You're on the phone, or you're doing your own stuff, you're dealing with her brother, you're dealing with your husband, you're doing something. So that's when she's most likely to sort of yank the reins. So you talking to her is not as good in her mind as doing exactly what she wants, but it's better than nothing. So if what we're trying to do is stop her doing this, then you have to give her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there's no words, there's no nothing, there's just nothing for her to. And when she comes back in 10 minutes and says, I'm sorry, there should probably be some, it's certainly better than not apologizing, but what she's figured out is even when mom's really frosted with me, all I have to do is go and apologize and everything will be okay again. Mm-hmm. So there probably needs to be something of, well, how do we get back the last 10 minutes? Or, maybe you need to, we're now in a hole. How are you going to get us out of that hole? And put it on her shoulders. Because this behavior has to stop. And my guess is she doesn't pull this stuff around people who aren't willing to go along with it. So you have to stop being willing to go along with it.
Yeah, I think I'm doing it like, I know that it has to be like all the time, because I think I do it.
It has to be consistent. Yeah, because the first time.
What happens is we're in a situation like this morning where she needs to leave or she's going to miss the bus.
Stop. That's why I asked you how she felt about school. What happens if she misses the bus?
She would freak out. Or she would have been late for her band this morning, and she was already 10 minutes early. And she
so whose problem is that?
Hers.
Okay. So, but the only way she's going to understand that.
I need to let her be late. And
you got it. You got it. And the deal is you're not going to take her to school. She misses the bus. Now, for a kid who doesn't like school, that makes no sense, because what you're doing is allowing them to manipulate the situation. Yeah, so that she doesn't have to go to school. That's not who your kid is. Your kid wants to be on time to school. She wants to be on time to band. So her behavior has to have consequence, and you're making sure that it doesn't.
I've been trying to do, I guess, when I read or heard other things, is like, don't kind of ignore the negative and only reinforce positive. And
that is correct.
I tried to do that, but it's not. But I think not having enough consequences is not working. I do really make a point to reinforce.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, if you would completely ignore it and the consequences are hers, not yours, they will. If this morning when she'd said, get my stuff ready, and you just ignored it, then either she would have gotten the stuff ready or not. And if she says, I'm going to miss the bus, that's her problem, not yours. If she misses the bus, she's going to have to figure out how to get to school. The whole point about raising children is for them to understand consequence. That's it. That's, you know, in a nutshell, that's all parenting is. You're not teaching her that. She's not learning that at all.
Yeah. Or she gets,
Because kids know from about the age of two right and wrong. I mean, so the notion that we're teaching an 11-year-old right and wrong is nonsensical. She know, if she doesn't know right and wrong from the time she's 11, she's never going to learn. So that we forget that. We forget that it's not about right and wrong. It's about consequence. Your child knows what she's doing is wrong. What she's not understanding is that it has that wrong has any particular resonance with her. It has no meaning to her because you'll make it okay. That's not good parenting.
Yeah.
And I would sit her down when she gets home from school today and say, "Look, we have to redo all of this, and you're going to help me redo it because you know how to behave in the morning. You're choosing not to behave in the morning. I'm making everything okay for you in the morning. This is stupid on my part. So it's my fault. I'm going to have to change it. So here's the deal. If you pull this nonsense in the morning, I'm not going to respond to you anymore. I'm not going to pack your bag. I'm not going to yell at you. And, you know, and I might even be tempted to just get rid of the whole, you know, quarters reinforcement because she's 11. I mean, that works really well for a 5-year-old. And the problem is she acts like a 5-year-old. So I might be tempted to just get rid of that whole thing. And I would say, here's the deal. School's important to you. You do well in school. You want to be on that bus. That's your job. That means you got to get yourself up in the morning. You got to get your stuff ready for school. And it's your job. You're 11 years old. You're not 5 years old anymore. When you were 5, it may have made some sense. You're not 5 anymore. So here's the deal. It's your job to get yourself out in the morning. I will have breakfast ready, if that's what your deal is, at this particular time. You can eat it or not eat it. You can go to school hungry or not go to school hungry. You can, if you yell and scream, I'm going to walk away. And, you know, and if it happens enough, then I'm going to have to figure out a way that I'm, you know, that maybe you don't get dinner that night. Maybe I don't fix dinner for you. And maybe I don't fix dinner for the whole family. So then your dad and your brother are going to be mad at you. You can fix dinner, you know. But let's not do everything at the same time. But to say, here's the deal. From now on, you miss the bus. You're out of luck. You're going to have to figure out how to get yourself to school, and you may need to get a cab, or I'm not going to take you to school anymore. Because the whole deal is that making everybody miserable in the morning isn't working for me. So we're going to have to figure out how you're going to do this, and you can tell me how I can help you, but we're not going to have this anymore. And it's up to you to figure out how this is going to work. Let me put you on hold to think about it for a minute, because I know I'm giving you a completely different way of thinking about things than you were used to thinking about. But it's time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Deanna, who has got a little bit of a bratty 11-year-old who, when she gets stressed, starts ordering her mom around. And I think that again, it doesn't sound to me she's anxious as much as sort of overbearing, and hence the temper tantrum. And the disrespect, I think, is part of that. And so I would just sit her down and say, here's the deal. My job, you know how to behave in the morning. You know how to put together an awesome morning, and you know how to put together a crummy morning. And from now on, there's going to be consequence to your behavior. And the most obvious one is, if you make me miserable in the morning, then the next time you ask me a favor, you're not going to get it. When you make things good in the morning, then I'm going to be much more willing to do something as a favor to you. But that's it, you know, and because that's how the real world works. So if you are running late in the morning to the extent that you're going to miss the bus, then you're going to miss the bus. And I'm not going to take you to school, so you're going to have to figure out some alternative. Because that's the biggest sort of both carrot and stick that you've got at your disposal, that she wants to be at school, she wants to be at band practice, so she's going to have to figure out how to do this. And she may have to get up a little earlier in the morning, she may need to get her clothes ready the night before, she may need to pack her lunch. I mean, she'll figure it out. She's not a stupid kid. But there's no consequence to her behavior at this point. So she can do whatever she wants. And the thing about having a temper tantrum is it feels great. I mean, it just feels great to have to just let loose and say whatever you want to say. But the problem is that it creates a mess. Well, it's not creating a mess for her because you pick it up. So it needs to be clear to her, this isn't going to happen anymore. And if it happens, then you're going to bear the consequence, not me.
Okay. That does make sense. And I know that I've probably been on pushover for a parent, and it's hard, you know. But I realize I'm not doing her any
favors.
Well,
that's it. And
I have another question.
Okay. But your husband is probably furious with you half the time as well.
Yes. Yeah, and he feels, yes.
That you're spoiling her, and he's absolutely right, of course.
Yeah, or I'll undermine him. He'll be hard with her, and I'll undermine him. And if we're out in public, and it could be at a store, it could be at a basketball game or something, and she wants something. Mm-hmm. And if I say no to her.
Give me an example of something she wants.
Let's say she's at my son's basketball game, and she says she wants a treat. And I'll say, no, you know, you've had dessert. We can have something at home. She will throw a tantrum.
And so what do you do?
I suppose that most of the time I'll end up giving in, but giving in to, okay, you can have something, you can have an app, but you can't have a tantrum.
Well, but wait a minute.
But I see that that might be still not good.
Well, that might be, it is. It's saying, if you make me embarrassed enough, then I'll give you whatever you want. And the fact that
she
didn't have
what
she
wanted, but I would compromise with her, I guess.
Well, but she already knows that. She already asked for more than she wants so that she gets what she wants.
Right. So I should just say,
walk away. Walk away. You don't have to say a word.
She will get very physical with me, and she will start pushing me or.
Well, then, then you've got a whole different problem because that's assault, and she's not allowed to do that. Because let me tell you what happens if you hit her back.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever, but.
Well, but she's not allowed to do that. We don't
push me, you know what I mean? She'll push me and be physical with
she's
me.
Not allowed, she's not allowed to put her hands on you, period. And you should not have let that go nearly as long as you have.
So if
that's a major
doing
mistake.
That out in public, then do I just walk out of the building, basically?
Yes, ma'am. And nobody wants your kid at that moment. Nobody.
I know, and just leave her there by herself until she comes out. And then, then if she comes out and apologizes, then we can go back in. And
well, but I mean, the thing is that she sort of learned that as well, that the apology is so what?
But there just needs to be a consequence. Maybe we go back in because we have to be there for my son's basketball game, but there needs to be the consequence.
Well, I would just say that, you know, that if you can't behave at the basketball games, you're not going to basketball games anymore. Get her a babysitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or make her stay home alone because she's old enough to the babysitter. She's way too much.
Well, I mean, look,
home alone.
Think about, you need to continue to remind yourself that what we're really talking about is consequence.
Use consequence with, not giving consequences because of saying, you know, just do.
Well, what happens to people in the world who have temper? What happens to people in the world who have temper tantrums and start pushing other people around? They get arrested.
Right.
You're teaching your child that she can do whatever she wants to whomever she wants for whatever she wants. That's really crappy parenting, Deanna. And what I would say if she pulls that kind of nonsense at a basketball game. I would tell her if she ever puts her hands on you again, that that you're not going to talk to her for a week, that you're just not going to have anything to do with her, period. That she can make her own meal, she can get herself to school, and an apology isn't going to work, period. That's the end. Because that's really out of control behavior.
I hate myself. I'm a horrible person. I hate myself. I wish I wasn't.
I don't care. But then get her a therapist. Deanna, she plays you like a Stradivarius. I think the two of you probably need to be in some counseling together. Because you just are, I mean, you're essentially afraid of your daughter's opinion of you. Your daughter controls you. And do you think this is going to get better in the next couple of years?
No. It's been going on for years, and it's not getting better.
I got that.
Yeah.
Do you work outside the home?
I do.
Doing what?
I'm a dietitian.
I think the two of you need to find a therapist and either go together. I mean, you're teaching your child. As she gets bigger and stronger, at some point she's going to deck somebody at school, and she's going to get expelled. And if she hurts that kid,
she doesn't ever show. I know it's me. I know I'm the problem because she would never misbehave in school. She doesn't show any of this behavior in school. She would never.
Well, then sooner or later she's going to deck you. What happens if she pushes you and you bash your head?
Yeah.
And her saying, "Gee, I'm sorry, I'm a terrible person." Oh, please. They're just words, and they don't mean anything because she'll do it again.
Yeah.
Your daughter has to learn consequence, and you're the one who's getting in the way of her learning that, and that is dangerous.
No, I hear you. And
Listen, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get you a therapist, you're going to get your daughter a therapist, and you're going to play this podcast for her when she gets home from school today. Because this is really behavior out of control. I mean, it was really lousy behavior before, but once you're telling me that she's pushing you, that she's laying hands on you, then we're off the grid. Because sooner or later, she's going to get bigger and stronger. And what if she's got her book bag in her hand and swings that at your head? You need to find a therapist to help you stop this. You're not doing her any favors. You've taught her for 11 years that this is the way to get anything she wants. And it's dangerous. It's not only inaccurate, it's incredibly dangerous. You need to listen to the podcast as well, Deanna. All righty?
Okay.
Some changes, and it's not going to be really easy because she's going to revert, and you're going to be tempted to. And you need to remind yourself that you don't need. I mean, this is how people end up in jail. And you know, the parents saying, "Well, they were always, you know, they were a nice kid," or the neighbor. I mean, you know, this is, and the fact that she only behaves this way at home should tell you something. That she can control the behavior when she chooses to, and she's choosing not to because it's a way of having more time with you. But it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous. And she's going to grow up. Her father's not going to tolerate her because she's such a brat. Her brother's not going to have anything to do with her.
Right.
And you're the one who's teaching her all this stuff, Deanna, and you have to stop. Okay?
Okay.
I know, this hasn't been much fun, but I'm glad you called, and hopefully you'll listen, and you'll change your kid's behavior. Because 11's not 3, but it's at least not 15. And this stuff at 15, I mean, it truly boggles the mind. And we don't need minds boggled in such a negative way.
Right.
Okay.
I will.
Call me if you need help along the way, but you need to change this around, and you need to change it around immediately. You just can't go on.
Okay. I appreciate your help, and I just thank you.
Well, you're welcome, kiddo. I know, not much fun, but you got a chance here to change things around. Hopefully you will. Julie, you'll be next, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was calling because we have a 10-year-old dog that has recently been diagnosed with a tumor, and the vet feels that she's not a good candidate for surgery. So we're just going to wait it out. And I have a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old, and I don't know how to tell the kids.
Well, I think you sit them down and are honest with them. Have you figured out, when you say waiting it out, has the vet told you, what kind of tumor is it? Where is it?
It's in her stomach. they don't know exactly how big it is or what it is. He's definite. It's a tumor. Don't know if it's benign or cancerous. But because she has other health issues, we're not going to put her through a surgery.
Okay.
So he's staying about 3 months or less.
Okay. And what will happen? She'll just stop being able to eat?
She'll stop being able to eat, stop being able to go to the bathroom. And if she gets, like, pale, then that's when we'll have to talk about euthanizing her.
Okay. Is the vet willing to come to your house to do that, or would you have to take the dog to the vet?
We'd have to take the dog to the vet.
Okay. What I think you tell your kids is exactly what you and I are talking about, is that, you know, the Daisy's got a tumor, not a good candidate for surgery. She's not feeling any, I assume she's not feeling any pain at this moment. Is that true?
No.
Yeah.
No pain. She's eating and doing everything normally.
And
you know, get big.
Yeah, and we're going to see what happens. What's likely to happen is that she's going to stop eating, and that her body functions are going to slowly start shutting down, at which point when we feel that she's, you know, that either she's in pain or that she just can't function anymore, we'll take her to the vet, and you can be there or not be there. It's absolutely up to you, and we'll surround her, and she'll go quietly to sleep. And
now, my husband wants to wait and not tell them.
Well, I don't. But I mean, to when?
I don't know. That's why I think we should do it now.
Yeah, and I think the idea is that.
Going on.
Yeah, that first of all, they're going to know. Kids know more about us than we know about them. Number one. Number two,
right.
They've already noticed the dog. They already know that you've taken the dog to the vet. They're going to notice your stomach gets bigger. And the problem about waiting is the kids are going to say, how come you didn't tell us? You know, what else are you not telling us? So I think your husband, I understand his point of view, but I think he's wrong. If this was going to be a year, then I'd say, but given the fact that the dog already has symptoms, that you guys already know about it, that because they're going to ask, and it puts you in the position that you only have two choices. You can either be honest with them, or you can lie to them. And lying to them, the problem about lying to them is it's not then about the dog, it's about we can't trust you guys. So,
okay.
And you can play, either he can call me tomorrow and yell at me, or you can play the podcast. But I think, you know, the kids always know. Think about all the things that your parents didn't think you knew that you knew as a kid. I mean, because kids listen, slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves, because for slaves, which is what essentially kids are, it's about survival. So we have to know. We're always paying attention. And parents think that they're hiding stuff, and they're not. Most of us are not very good actors, and even if we were, the kids are really sensitized to that kind of stuff. So I think sitting the family down and saying, we don't have to worry about it for right now, and Daisy's fine right now, but we'll all know when she becomes less fine. And when she's less fine, here's what we talk about, and you don't have to worry about it in the meantime. And I think the other thing you can say to your kids, you know, let me just digress quickly. At one point, I had a call. It was a heartbreaking call from a relatively young woman. She was in her 30s, and she had a brain tumor, and she was going to die. And she had three young kids, and she was divorced from her husband. And she said, what do I do? And I said, well, first of all, I think you're going to have to get your husband involved, your ex involved, because there are going to be three kids left. And then I think what you are is honest with your kids, because otherwise, you know, the oldest one was already aware that mom, there was something going on, and didn't want to go to school and was having stomach aches and headaches. And I said, look, what you can say to your kid is, here's what the milestones are going to be. When I can no longer eat, or when, you know, when I get pale, or the same way that your vet is talking about your puppy. And when that happens, then you can stay at school. Because clearly what the kid was feeling is, I'm going to come home from school someday and mom's going to be dead. And so once the mom could say, look, for right now, everything's okay. I promise you, I will tell you when I get to the point where it becomes iffy, so you can stay with me. Because, and I think that your kids know that something's wrong with the dog, and what they don't want to do, they need, you know, the knowing, once we have the information, we can choose whether or not to process it. We can choose to ignore it. We can choose to do whatever we want to do with it, to partially believe it, to put it away someplace, to deny it. We could do whatever we want. Until we have that information, we've got no choice. And I think that it's about, I mean, the 9-year-old may say, oh, well, you know, the dog's going to be fine, or whatever. But I think that you can only make those kind of decisions about what you want to do once you have the information. And the kids don't have the information at this moment. And I think I would disagree with your husband. I think the more the kids know, the more they'll feel that they can trust you and that they're in control, and they can see what they can make decisions of their own.
Okay, I just wanted to tell them, and I just wanted to run it by you and make sure that I was.
Well, I think you're gonna. I mean, you're also gonna have to run it by your husband again as well.
Right.
You're gonna have to say to him, "All right, look, here's what she said," and if this isn't something that you agree with, then either you need to convince me or you need to convince her. Because, I mean, the point is that ask him how he would have felt as a kid when, because most of us have gone through something like this, if we had pets growing up, or grandma or something, where either parents told us or parents didn't tell us. And it makes a huge difference to how we view the parent and how much we trust the parent.
Right. And he did. He said the same thing happened to him. He went to school and he came home and the dog was gone. So
yeah, exactly.
He didn't like that. He didn't know anything.
So why does he want to do that to his kids?
I don't know.
So you'll remind him of that gently.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll hold his hand and you'll say, because he's doing his male. You know, I'm the dad. I'm the protector. I don't want my kids to be hurt. I want to protect them from the world. But basically, as parents, we can't do that. And so what we need to do is make sure we may not be able to protect them, but we sure don't want to leave them vulnerable. And so somewhere between that is just giving them the information so that they can arm themselves in whatever way makes sense to them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So basically, Shane, the poop call was the high point of the program today. Everything else, I was arm wrestling with people, huh?
I guess so.
Thank goodness for poopery.
Yay!
And Himalayan salt lamps. Folks, I know we didn't get to DVDs. I'll get to them tomorrow when we do theater as well. All right? Remember salt lamps. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.